if you ever feel lonesome,
say pretty there.
And you're down in San Antone, beg, steal, or borrow two nickels or a dime and call me on the phone. I'll meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say a prayer. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there in the moonlight, in the midnight. In the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight. In the moonlight, midnight moonlight. Well, if you ever feel sorrow for the love you have wrong, with no hope for tomorrow in the setting of the sun, and the ocean is howling with sweet things that might have been, that last good morning sunrise will be the brightest you ever seen. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight. In the moonlight, in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight
in the moonlight, midnight moonlight.
in the midnight, in the moonlight, midnight moonlight.
I'd like to have Frank come up and play one of his mandolin tunes. Frank, what tunes is going to be?
I think it's 16.
For all of you who have never heard the story before, at one time Frank was in an automobile accident and lost his power to thank you very much. Lost his power to play, and while he was healing up, he made a fervent prayer that he'd be able to play again. And these tunes, there are 40 of them, reflect the intention, the will to play, and the healing gift of the spirit that is in these tunes. This is, what number is this going to be?
Let's see, what did I say it was last night? It was 17.
17? This is called Jesus Loves His Mandolin Player number 17. All right, and sorry, folks, we're going to have to ask you people in the center table to just be quiet for just a minute while Frank plays these tunes. Thank you very much.
Better really say, "Lab, boo me out of here." Now, y'all doing okay, don't get it wrong. These tunes, all of them, I wrote, and he told you it was really true what he said. And I forget which ones are. I do like Beethoven. I forgot the numbers of them, because Beethoven always called his him Shabosky by numbers. And that is true what he said, so I'll do. I hope it's the same one. Has anybody ever seen me do the Jesus tunes before on the mandolin? Well, this way I ain't got to repeat myself. There's only two or three of you said yes, so I'll try to do one that you ain't heard. Then immediately after we do this, me and Peter sort of wrote one together. He calls it Butus Loves His, he plays an instrument called a mandola, it looks like this. Me and him wrote some new songs on that now called Butus Loves His, how'd you say that anyway? Yeah, and Jesus Loves His Mandolin Player. So how did you combine them? That's right, yeah. That sounds okay. See what y'all think about this.